How do you know that the Bitcoin price is likely to fall? How do you know? It's when I start talking about it, because we only ever really pay attention to the cryptocurrencies, either when they're fallen on their face, so we go, you see, we told you, or we start seeing that their prices are reaching elevated levels. And the Bitcoin rallying past $18,000 for the first time in 3 years yesterday, and I checked it a moment ago, it was really, really running hard at over $18,500. There's a huge amount of demand for cryptocurrencies. When you look at a graph, it did absolutely nothing for 10 years. Very little activity. And suddenly 2017 went to record levels around $20,000. And ever since then, the graph looks like a map of Mordor, if you've ever read Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. It's big and it's craggy and it's dark and it's scary and it's ominous. Fazam Hassani is the co-founder and chief executive at the cryptocurrency trading platform Valour.com. Are you excited, apprehensive, worried at the huge activity that you're seeing? You're what, three times higher than you were in April, from $6,000 to $18,000 a Bitcoin, Fazam?
That's right. I think everybody in the cryptocurrency world is excited. This is what the expectation and the thesis was. And as you rightly pointed out, things have changed a lot since 2017 till now. There was a big crash, as you said, and it's gained momentum. Just in the past year, since the beginning of the year, the Bitcoin price is up 169%. And in the last month, it's been up about 40%. So there's been a real big tick up over the last few weeks. And I think, Bruce, what's really notable about this run-up is that the retail market, for the most part, have pretty much been out of it. So I would call this new phase, we've moved from speculation in 2017 to allocation right now. And what I mean by that is that this run-up has really been driven by institutions and corporates. You may have seen that MicroStrategy, which is a NASDAQ-listed company, allocated about half a billion dollars to hold Bitcoin on balance sheet instead of the U.S. dollar. You see the likes of PayPal that have now offered the ability to buy and sell cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin to over 300 million of their customers. And just today, actually, BlackRock, the largest asset management firm in the world, one of their executives came on record to say that it's likely that Bitcoin may replace gold. So there's a lot of excitement in the world. But this is obviously against the backdrop of the traditional financial system and monetary system that has seen difficulties over the last few months.
But here's the point. I mean, I've seen it described as digital gold, as you mentioned, and you start seeing, lots of people putting money into what they believe is, every asset class in the world is volatile and scary right now. So let's diversify a bit and let's try a little bit of money in cryptocurrency. And that seems to be what is happening. Is it a good thing that in South Africa, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority is wanting to regulate crypto as a financial asset? It's a big endorsement, perhaps, of what crypto has done.
Yes, we've been engaging at Valour with the regulators for several years now. So they've put out a couple of position papers. What came out earlier today from the FSCA was a declaration, a draft declaration, where they're taking commentary from the market about making crypto assets a financial product. So we'll be engaging with them. It's interesting that a financial product, though, generally has a central issuer, a debt instrument or other things of that nature, whereas Bitcoin obviously doesn't have any issuer. So gold is not a financial product, according to the FASE Act. So we'll be engaging with them just to make sure that the interests of consumers are taken care of. But you're right, it is a very positive step forward. The regulators around the world, and particularly in South Africa, have seen the need to regulate the industry and to bring it under the umbrella of institutions that make sure that the malicious actors don't get to play in this space. And unfortunately, for some time, it has been known for that, but that's quickly changing.
How can you be certain that it's changing? How do you know who's malicious and who's not? Who's manipulating and who is actually buying for the long term? How can you tell in this faceless virtual world?
So it's a very good point. More and more people are learning about cryptocurrency and have more knowledge about cryptocurrency. And I think what we see is there are a lot of people that are susceptible to scams on things like Facebook. They see a tremendously attractive return, someone promising ridiculous percentage returns within a matter of days, and people fall for that. So what we say is please talk to friends, talk to family, go onto the internet, do some independent research, because it's difficult sometimes to separate the good actors from the bad. But as we kind of develop and as we have more regulation, then those actors will find it much more difficult to play. So the regulators have been playing catch-up until now, but the regulators now are very clued up, and they are actually going after the malicious actors in the industry.
Okay, so a piece of good news on that particular front. I mean, dare you suggest that this goes higher than its previous high? Do you anticipate more volatility? Are we seeing some stability, dare we even suppose, in what's been a very, very, very ebullient market?
Well, let me put it this way. I think in 2017, we spoke, Bruce, and I think the price was about 60,000 rand at the time. You had asked me if I thought it was going to go up, and I said certainly. And I got a bit of flack from friends and my workers for saying that, and it obviously has gone up. So rather than me giving a price prediction, let me just tell you that Citigroup, a bank, has given their price prediction of over $300,000 by the end of 2021. Now, that's probably a bit too high for my liking. I wouldn't say it's going to go that high, but I certainly think there's much more space to grow. As an entire asset class, cryptocurrencies are just valued over half a trillion U.S. dollars, and that compares to gold itself, just gold, which is valued at over $10 trillion. So cryptocurrencies are, in their entirety, are less than 5% of the value of gold, let alone other asset classes. So I think there's a lot of space to grow and for the price to rise, but volatility will remain, and I always say to everybody that's listening, beware, beware, because if you're expecting a direct line up, you will be sorely surprised. So this is a long-term thing, and the trend is upwards, but there will be a lot of volatility.
Fazam Asandi, thank you. A cool, calm head of cryptocurrency, co-founder and chief executive at Valor.com.